Hello. So we should be good.
Oh, good evening, everyone.
Hey, Ross.
Good evening.
Sure I can see everybody. One, two, three, four, five. Good, we got a quorum. I don't see Alyssa yet. Let me go and text her and see what's up. I hadn't seen anything that she wouldn't be able to make it. I know she wasn't feeling well. I give her just another minute or two. I just texted her, and we shall see.
Hey Ross, this is Rod Parley. How are you?
Good.
Good. So I'm here twice, just so you know, on my phone and on my desktop.
Okay. That is fine. I just am waiting for Alyssa. I just texted her and,
Yeah, she wasn't feeling well last time I spoke with her.
yep. But she didn't tell me when I did that she wasn't going to be here. So let's give her another minute, see if she answers my text. And if not, we will get going. And see what we can do. Let's go ahead and look at the packet. You know what? Why don't we get started? And I'm going to just ask if we can, until we know when she joins us, we'll get started and we'll just ha I'll just ask for a motion to move the agenda around and we can bide a little time to see if she will show up.
I move, we rearrange agenda.
Oh, here she is.
Nope, never mind.
So never mind.
Withdraw that.
Sorry, I'm
All right.
sick.
So then, anyway, I'll call the meeting to order at 7:03 p.m. on Tuesday, February 24th. This is our regular meeting of the Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. And we'll start off by introducing our members and our agent. And we also have Mary, our board clerk, here. So, Alyssa, if you want to start off. And again, mention your name and your qualifications, and we'll just go through everybody else.
Sure. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
Yep.
My name is Alyssa Barroso. I am a soil scientist with the Society of Soil Scientists of Southern New England. As of recently, I'm an environmental scientist and I'm ill tonight, so apologies for my probably annoying voice, but that's me.
Okay, let's continue. And I'll go next. Ross Alley, Chair, Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. No professional certifications related to wetlands.
Mike McDonald, Vice Chair of the Commission. I'm a retired civil engineer with a license to practice in the state of Connecticut.
Dave Lynn,
Oh,
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
Okay. So Dave Lynn, retired mechanical engineer, Pratt & Whitney for 41 years.
Diane D'Annunzio, resident, and just very interested in the wetlands. No professional affiliation or anything. And Jack, my cat, who always likes to zoom with me. So.
Jim Lorsch, retired civil engineer, registered in the state as professional engineer.
And then I think that covers us all. You mentioned Mary Johnson, our board clerk. And then I'll entertain a motion to approve our agenda. I don't think there's any need to reorder it now that Alyssa has joined us.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
A
I'll
second.
second.
Okay, motion made by Jim Lurie, seconded by Michael McDonald. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries unanimously by all members present. And then let's move on to public comment. I know, Rod Parley, you had some comments you'd like to bring forward.
Yes, thank you. Can everybody hear me okay? Great. Well, I'm Rod Parley, and I chair the Conservation Commission for the town of Bolton. Been doing it now for quite some time. I'm also a CACUIC director representing Talon County. And I'm here this evening to speak about the soccer field proposal at Herrick Memorial Park. I had just recently today sent a letter that took some time to develop. It's based on the last meeting of our Conservation Commission and based on three or four site walks we did on snowshoes at Herrick Park in the last few weeks. Not sure if you got it yet, Ross, but I definitely sent it out. And I'm sure there's a lot to digest. It's basically primarily including our concerns about the proposal, and mostly the process. The Conservation Commission is non-regulatory, and I am not really familiar with the process when things like this are done in-house, so to speak. So it's really all new to me, So I appreciate your whatever help you can offer us and helping us understand our concerns.
And so I don't know if the other members have had a chance to look at Rod's document.
No.
Get it?
No.
No, Rod had sent me his concerns, and I asked him to please put them together into a letter, and he sent that copies, of that to Rodney Fournier, our first selectman, and to Jim Rupert, our town administrator, as well as to me. And what I would ask, since none of us, if you folks have not had a chance to read it, I will ask, make sure that Danielle sends it out to us, and maybe we can take a look at it at a future meeting. Because it's Rod brings up a number of points. Some of them are, I just feel, are within our jurisdiction. Some of them are more for planning and zoning, and some are for the selectman and town administrator. But I'd like everybody to take a look at it, and make him put it on our agenda to take a look at it at our next meeting. So, make sure that he gets, that Rod gets his due, and that we can look at it. The other thing Rod wanted to do, and I did already, was ask Danielle to please copy him on our agendas, because I did counsel him also that our process for doing what he's referring to as in-house, applications, it's no different than what we do for anybody. It's still the same basic process. But again, I'd like everybody to read the letter, and then we can, have an informed discussion about it. Rod, anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, I was hoping to have people have it in their hands by now. Is there a way that I could just encapsulate the important points under other later in the
Yeah.
meeting?
Well, actually, no. If you want to read it now, you have the floor. If you want to get into the key points and bring those out, because I see you have about six different items here. And again, we'll take a look at it. It's one thing to hear you talk about it. It's another to read it and be able to react and also to do any research that might be done, among the members, separately, and as a team when we get together to respond.
Great. I'm a fast reader, so I can go real quick. So, as a chair of the Conservation Commission, I've been working to gain a clear understanding of the internal process associated with the proposed improvements at Herrick Park. Our commission was not aware of the opportunity to comment at the Inland Wetlands Commission meeting held on December 16th, 2025, and therefore missed the brief window in which public input could have been offered. Given the scale of the proposed work within an established publicly owned park, this appears to be the type of project that would ordinarily involve both a public hearing and a site walk. We were disappointed that neither occurred. So, to better understand the proposal and its potential impacts, we conducted three informal site walks this month with a majority of our members on snowshoes to evaluate the existing conditions based on these visits and discussion. At our last meeting on February 2nd, the commission has several questions and observations. First one is the use of glyphosate. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Alyssa? Is it glyphosate? Yes, okay. And so our recommendations. The Inland Wetlands Commission decision packet included a June 24, 2013 letter from Dr. William Dest. He's an agronomist and a soil scientist. It was sent to Joe Dillon, the PE, recommending first, killing the existing sod with glyphosate, and two, adding compost prior to stripping topsoil. These recommendations appear to have been considered during the approval process. However, we understand from Administrative Assistant Jim Rupert that the engineering firm did not consider glyphosate a viable option. Clarification on how these recommendations factored into the review would be appreciated. That's our first and major concern. Comments?
No, I was going to say this is yours. We really don't discuss it, go back and forth with, people during public comments. I just want to make sure you get what you get what you want to
Yeah, I
say.
just
It'll get in the
some
public
response.
record and we can look at it at a future meeting.
Great. Okay. Second one is the canopy removal adjacent to a cold water stream and natural diversity database area. The commission is concerned about the proposed canopy removal, in other words, a clear cut up gradient of a cold water stream and wetland complex identified in the Connecticut DEEP Natural Diversity Database. During our site walks, we observed a healthy, mature forest containing several chestnut trees and unusually healthy ash trees, free from the emerald ash borer. So we would appreciate understanding how possible impacts to this high-value habitat were evaluated. Third one is the stone wall and the downhill wetlands. Questions were raised regarding the preservation of the historic stone wall and the protection of wetlands located within the approximately 50-foot downslope of the clearcut. We also noted several pocket wetlands and would like to know whether any were evaluated for vernal pool characteristics. Number four, slope grading and erosion controls. The site includes approximately 38 feet of elevation change from east to west, which may require substantial fill. We would like to understand what erosion and sedimentation controls are anticipated and how and when monitoring will be conducted during construction. We recognize that your commission and staff routinely apply appropriate best management practices, and our intent is simply to underscore their importance given the scale of grading. We also understand that the soccer field will be pitched to the west, potentially directing runoff toward wetlands, and that space constraints may preclude the installation of bleachers. Number five, the proposed 35-space parking lot on the north side is pitched to the east, but runoff ultimately flows west toward a quote-unquote preformed scour hole, also probably known as a retention or detention basin, and this is adjacent to the base memorial. The base memorial was established in 1994. An intermittent stream and defined channel already exist in this location. The memorial area includes a picnic space honoring Stan Bates with a bench, table, a boulder with a plaque on it, and three states representing his service as a national park ranger. Pretty much the states where he worked. They're state trees, National Park Ranger, Bolton Park Director, and Conservation Commission Chair. We respectfully ask whether this area ex is expected to be affected by the project and whether a protective buffer can be incorporated. Number six, the commission has expanded and helped maintain
I believe
continuously
that's
with.
number seven.
I'm sorry, number seven, right? My mistake. I did correct my numbers on my proof that I'm reading.
Yeah, you
So
have the
number
one
seven.
that you got here is seven.
Yes, the commission has expanded and helped maintain the Bates Trail, which runs from the kiosk at the memorial to a pristine stream and a field. Additional runoff could exacerbate erosion on this already saturated trail segment. We ask whether applying stone dust to this section could be considered as a mitigation measure. So finally, we understand from Jim Rupert that the Planning and Zoning Commission does not conduct technical review for this type of project, and that an A24 referral is being sought. We also understand that the town engineer is finalizing specifications and intends to meet with us to ensure that the project does not adversely affect the memorial area. And we truly appreciate this coordination. So just want to thank you for any clarification you can provide. We recognize the significant effort required to coordinate projects of this nature and are simply seeking a clear understanding of the procedural steps from an inland wetlands regulatory perspective to ensure that the Conservation Commission does not miss future opportunities to provide timely comment. We respectfully offer the following motion for your consideration. And this is in light also in the fact of that we are now receiving agendas, which we really appreciate. But I was telling Ross that this is just pretty much a suggestion. There's nothing in writing, and we'd like to have something in writing to basically solidify our request. And I have a sample motion in my letter to request that the Conservation Commission be fully, I'm sorry, formally notified of all Inland Wetlands Commission meetings at which applications involving town-owned land, public parks, open space, or environmentally sensitive areas are scheduled for discussion or action so that the commission may have the opportunity to provide timely comment consistent with its advisory role. So thank you for your consideration for all you do as volunteers in service to this town. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir. And I will forward that last letter that contains this letter to Danielle for distribution to the commission if it hasn't gotten to her already.
I'll just forward it right now.
Okay. And then we can take a look at it, in the future. You can put it on our agenda to discuss at some point. I think we have a, full agenda tonight.
Okay, very good. So I can
Thank you,
hang
sir.
on. Other, do you want me to hang on for other, or do you have time for that? It looks like it would be
I don't know
still.
what we're going to discuss under other rods, so you're welcome to stick around. I'm not going to ask anybody to specifically put it on the agenda tonight. I'd rather put it on a future agenda and just make sure that we formally, discuss it as an item on there.
Okay.
So you're welcome to
Sounds.
stick around, but I'm not going to specifically ask that we discuss it.
Well, that's fine. I'm gonna, Alyssa, I'm gonna send you my updated version. I just had two numbers that were not in sync on my original, so I'm gonna send you an updated original. Is that okay?
Yeah, no worries. I just
Okay.
forwarded it, but I'll forward that one too.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Thanks for guys. Thanks for all you do.
You're welcome. Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
Have a good
You're
meeting.
welcome.
Okay, let's see what else. Hold on a sec. So we can now, any other public comment? Then seeing nobody else raising their hands, I will move on to approval of minutes of our January 27, 2026 regular meeting.
I missed part of that, so I'm not gonna going to abstain.
Yeah, I'll move to approve.
I'll
I have a motion.
second.
Second.
So, a motion made by Michael, seconded by Diane. Any further discussion?
Did we lose Ross?
Nope, I'm here. I'm
Okay.
just waiting. Nope, I'm here.
Okay. You
I
weren't
just wait.
moving at all, so I wasn't
Now I'm
sure
reading the minutes. I'm looking off to the
if
side reading the minutes.
you...
Now, I know Zoom sometimes freezes, but nope. I'm not having one of those embarrassing government official public freezing
Good.
during speaking moments, at least not yet. So. No, just reading the minutes. And let's see. I'm actually sync the packet I have the min I don't actually have minutes in it, it just occurred to me. Because this is the public hearing in our regular meeting, and we don't have much in it other than the motions.
Ross, I think she sent out just the action. I don't think she sent out the full minutes.
Yeah, so that's
I
what I'm just
noticed that as
wondering.
well.
Yeah, so this is
You
just
want
like the
me to
motions, which have
share?
to be posted separately within 48 hours, and then the minutes can follow. So I didn't catch that either.
I can
So
share my screen with the minutes if you want.
why don't we put that on? Why don't we just go and take a look? We could take a look at this, make sure the motions are good, and then let's just move the agenda, move them to the next time so we don't take time. Yeah, because I'm just saying, am I missing something? And I'm looking, that was part of what I'm doing, is was looking through the rest of it to see if it's there. And it looks like we just got the motions, which to me look like they're correct because they're when we opened the meeting, opened the public hearing, closed it, and all the other stuff. So we can look at that at our next meeting. We'll just put that on the agenda. We'll approve the minutes for this meeting and, that one. And the only thing I would just note here, if anybody sees anything out of line with the minutes, we can pat with the motions because they would need to be corrected as well.
On this, on the just the motions, I didn't have all of Mike's requests that he had put in for the, he had like six different items, and those aren't included in the actions, but they are in the minutes.
Okay, because I know that you got a copy of them.
Right. So
Okay.
I
No,
just
that's.
wanted to point that out, so.
Yeah, so, at this point, since these are not minutes, these are the motions, and I would ask her, so we just withdraw that, withdraw the motion, and then we'll just, pick this up at the next meeting. So who made the motion? Was it,
I made it, and I'll withdraw it.
okay, then let's move on with the agenda to new business, which is Hebron Road, Harrison Gray, construct a single family residence within Upland Review Area.
I'll share
All
my screen.
right.
Give me one sec.
So I don't know if Alyssa, if you want to kick this one off.
Oh, yeah, I'm sharing my screen now. Could everybody see that?
Yes.
Sorry, I said I was sharing my screen. I must have been too quiet. So this is the project and new business. It's for 217 Hebron Road, and it's a proposed three-bedroom house with an attached garage. Pretty much the whole project is located within the Upland Review Area, but as far as I know, there's no work planned within the wetlands. There's an existing gravel drive on the property. And yeah, the frontage is on Hebert Road. So, Harrison, I'll let you take the rest.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and put a, like Alyssa said, a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath raised ranch. It's previously approved for a 2,500 square foot colonial. However, with the economy, I figured it was better to build myself a raised ranch, a little bit cheaper for myself. I won't have to dig down as deep since it's a raised ranch. It'll just be essentially on a slab, so it shouldn't really have any issues there. I also have Andrew Bushnell, the engineer, who previously did the engineering on record for this lot on the call. So if there's any other questions, he might be able to answer those.
So if I could just add a few things, Andrew Bushnell, professional engineer and licensed land surveyor with Bushnell Associates. So this lot was originally created back in about 1989 by subdivision. At that time, obviously things were a lot different with wetlands regulations and things, the wetlands shown on here, the boundary, that's from the original subdivision, and we show the 50-foot upland review the 100-foot upland. As I mentioned, pretty much everything's within
You're breaking up a
100
little bit.
foot, and we tried to keep his. I got a bad connection here. How about now?
Yep, so far so good.
So, and we tried to keep, yeah. Try to keep everything as much as we could out of the 50 foot. Also, we've pretty much been able to do that. Basically, the septic is where it was originally approved. There's really no room to move. I mean, same with the house, there's really no room. I mean, ideally, you'd like to move away from the wet to the west, but there's a driveway utility easement there that was part of the original subdivision for the lot at 209 Hebron Road. So, therefore, that's where we're kind of stuck where we are, we tried to, keep the septic as compact as possible using the concrete galleys in one row instead of two or three rows of something else. I will mention also too, this so it shows a curtain drain on there. The curtain drain outlet is in. So the part of the drain outlet that goes through the wetlands was actually installed. I don't know when. But we did at one time find the outlet out there of that, so I'm assuming we're going to find the inlet to that too, somewhere outside the wetlands. What they had to do was they dug a, they installed it because they had to re-stamp pipes to get the subdivision approved. So there is an open trench out there now that we're going to have to adjust the location on it a little bit. That's the shaded in part of the curtain drain outside the basically outside the 50-foot regulated area. So, hopefully we'll find that inlet right around the 50-foot from the wetlands and then construct a curtain drain with stone and pipe from there to, through the around the septic system to keep the groundwater level of the septic system down. As Harrison mentioned, raised ranch, we're actually going to be filling for that house, not digging into the ground. Because of the grade of the lot, it's a flat lot, so I don't anticipate any erosion issues there as long as the silt fences and it remains in place until the lot stabilized after construction. The lawn's mowed 3 or 4 times, so you get a good establishment of grass there. The driveway, the existing gravel driveway's in, it's there. Is the house at 209, the lot to the north has been built on. So that's there. The other thing with the lot is, you can see there's a lot, there's wetlands to the west there too. And there's also a boundary on there that shows the area that's outside the flood. There was some issue with the flood mapping there at one point that showed the entire lot in the flood and the previous owner, Carlos, over a lot, and we were able to determine that, the air
You're
elevation
breaking up again,
from a
sir.
acre.
Yeah, I couldn't understand anything you said since the point where you said there was an issue
Brook
with
runs.
flood map.
on Huber Road as a previous owner.
Yeah, Mr. Bushnell, we can't hear
Engineer,
clearly
those
anything you've said.
blood. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a bad connection here with the internet, I guess. What's going on here? Connected. So yeah, with the proposed engineering that we have, it doesn't appear that we should have any issues with it already having been approved for a colonial that has 8-foot foundation walls. FEMA and the Army Corps have already signed off on it. And again, it's a raised ranch. So there's really no digging. If anything, like Andrew said, might bring some fill in. Working a lot with Steve Blanchard, so he's pretty familiar with the site. Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we've been able to
Right.
hear you on and off, so now is as good as now.
Okay. Hopefully this will work better. Okay, so I was at the flood part of it. So yes, yeah, so there was some issue with the flood when you overlaid the map. It pretty much took over the entire lot. So Carl Asimovic did a in-depth floods elevation study and determined that the area shown within that boundary we show there is outside of the flood, which is the area where the house, where all the development is now. So the flood's a result of Break Bigger Brook that runs along Heben Road there in the front of the lot. But so now we know we're outside the 100-year flood elevation. Basically, that's it for an overview of the proposed development. It is, like I said, it's very close to what was originally approved, back in 89, 90 when this subdivision was originally done. But we're here because the permits obviously expired. It was so long ago that it was approved.
Okay, so I just have a just a quick question for you. Just start looking at this. In one place you say you have a proposed curtain drain, and then I look over and then I see you have an existing outlet for a curtain drain. So my question then is it existing or proposed?
Well, the outlet's existing. The curtain drain itself is proposed. They never put a real curtain drain in. They dug an open air trench kind of in that location, just to get the lot approved, but they never put the stone and the pipe in and backfilled it. So the outlet is in. We found the outlet of the outlet pipe. We did not find the inlet. But the open air trench that what's left, what's there, pretty much stops right at the 50-foot regulated area there. So I'm assuming you get a machine in there and dig a little bit, you're going to find the inlet to the outlet pipe.
Okay. And so you feel that that pipe is usable, since you're showing it already in the wetlands?
Yeah, I'm hoping it is. Like I said to Harrison, I said you probably should have the thing cambered to make sure it's not plugged up or caved in. I mean, it's been there for 30 years now. Yeah, I mean, it's PVC, it should still be good,
It's not perforated or anything.
I don't know that for sure. If it
See, that I'm just asking because it's one thing if you're using an existing pipe that's functional, it's another now if you have to then later day go in and disturb the wetlands and this wasn't part of the proposal. So I'm just
Yeah,
looking at it
I'm, you
from
know,
that
yeah, no.
perspective.
Yeah. At this point I'm assuming it's usable, you know.
And the rest of it looks like your challenges are built on this was an existing subdivision, existing lot, and it fits, you have to fit it in a certain box because of the flood zone and whatever other, pre-existing conditions like the right of way, the wetlands, and so forth, and
Correct,
potential
correct.
flood zone.
Yeah, it's a big like sandwich thing.
And you also have to keep your wells. What is it, the 75 feet away from the septic system and so forth?
Correct.
Where is the driveway going to go? I'm not sure from this thing.
So it's going to go on the south end of the house.
Okay.
You don't need to go through because I'm looking here. So if you're going out the south end of the house, is there any, where does it come out on?
Well, it comes out on an existing gravel driveway that's
Okay, so
there.
that existing gravel driveway there, it's going to come out on.
That comes out onto Hebron Road.
Okay.
It's a shared driveway for those three lots there, 219, our lot, and then 209.
So does that driveway show where it's connecting to Hebron Road? I'm having a little trouble reading this
Yeah,
with
I
my
mean, it's
laptop.
yeah, I'm not
Yeah.
seeing it up there. Where does it connect? Because I'm looking there. If I look at this, say it connects to Hebron Road.
So it starts the wrap where I show it ending. It starts the wrap there and curve to the east, and it curves around, goes through the lot at 219, and then out to Hebron Road. Oops, shoot.
Okay. And is that ex that's existing, so you don't need to do anything to it, correct?
Correct.
Can everybody see this?
Yep.
So you could see on this aerial, this is a 2023 aerial, that this kind of light patch here, the house would be, roughly, if everyone could see my cursor where it is. And then so the driveway would come here, connect, and then it's shared
Oh, okay.
up here and gets out to Hebron Road up here. So it's shared among these several lots.
So shared with like three lots, is that right? Maybe three lots, okay.
So it looks like you would come out of this, as you said, to the south, curve out to the was it that west, and then connect, and then it comes around.
Correct.
And then I'm looking at the plan, so then there's no wetlands. There's no wetland issue with doing that.
That helps.
Any other questions? Because I know the other thing I look at, I always like to see where you're going to put your erosion and sedimentation controls. I see there's a stockpile area that's mentioned.
Yeah, we have that and the silt fence.
And where I'm missing this silt fence. Where is that?
Downgrading of the septic there.
It's that line of rectangles, Ross.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Now I got it. It's right there in front of me. No wonder I missed it.
The arrow up on top doesn't quite point to it properly.
No.
The
Oh,
arrow
yeah,
up on
right.
top, it says that it points
Yeah.
to, I'm not sure what, a contour line.
Yeah, grab the contour line. Okay.
I'd like to know more about this curtain drain. This area is all extremely flat, and is the curtain drain going to be pitched so it can drain? It's in,
Yeah, you probably run it at
I
like 1%. It's gonna have minimum pitch.
don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes right next to the foundation, and I don't like it myself too much. I
So
question
what is the
the
purpose of it?
So
Just
draw the groundwater table down for the septic to just keep the groundwater as low as we can under the septic.
Okay, so it's not for the house because I'm trying to figure it out because
No,
the
the house
house
won't
is
have
on a
drain. The house is
slab.
actually going to be The house will actually be elevated above the existing grade there.
Yeah, so that's part of why you're going with a slab, too, I imagine, just to avoid, the issues with groundwater.
Well, you'd have a hard time, maybe almost, well, you'd have a hard time draining the getting a footing drain for the basement,
Yeah.
of a house with a basement there because
Yes.
the lot's so flat,
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that helps me understand what you wanted to do with it, because I'm saying, okay, it's on a slab, it's flat, why do you need, need a curtain drain? So it's really for the benefit of the septic system.
Do you have any
And
details for the curtain drain? I didn't see any.
on sheet two, I don't know if we submitted the sheet two yet. On sheet two, there is. Yep, there you go. Let's see. Go down a little bit more.
I see footing drain.
I guess we didn't put a curtain drain detail. I thought we had, but we'll put one
No,
on there.
I don't see it because I just see footing drain.
So
Leak.
the curtain drain's instrumental to ensure the functionality of the septic field.
I mean, so it was specified through the original design. I guess I wasn't involved with the original design. This is way before my time.
So, don't you think it's important to confirm that the outlet's working properly?
Well, they're gonna have to. They're gonna have to.
Yeah, because I was less concerned about that to Michael's point when you were. I was thinking it was maybe for the house, and then okay, it doesn't work. You're on a slab; it's not critical. But if it's for the septic system, then you might behoove you to make sure this is functional. And if it is, what if it isn't? What are you going to do? What are you going to have to do to make it functional? Because right now, this is assuming it's okay.
Even if you need a new drain, though, you wouldn't need to have to drain it all the way out to that other end of the wetland. You can just drain it into the wetland, couldn't you?
I don't know why they put it way out there if it really needed to be. I don't know. It was, this was done back when the original subdivision was approved.
Okay. And
So,
if it's working and it's functional, I mean, you might be better off with just a new outlet pipe anyway. It's not that long of a run, but that's just a thought. And that way, you know for sure it's functional.
The only thing is you're working in the wetlands, so you want to avoid that, if you
How
can.
much existing? What's proposed? I can't. It goes up to the silt fence, and then it seems to get proposed. And is that existing or is it proposed?
The existing goes up to about the silt fence. That's the outlet pipe because that's where the existing trench ends, but the trench has caved in over the years. So I'm assuming that the beginning of the outlet pipe is like at that silt fence line where the end of the trench is,
So essentially, you're putting a whole brand new curtain drain in from the silt fence all around the septic field. And I would say the outlet pipe doesn't have to extend into the wetland. You can outlet it. You can discharge it up slope of the wetland.
Depends how far you where what grade you got to get the daylight, I don't,
Okay,
I don't
that's a
have
good
topo
point.
in the wetlands, so.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good to show more details about pitch and about this curtain drain. We don't know very much about it.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
also you have a detail for
Yeah,
the
and
footing drain. It looks like corrosion protection, but you don't show it on the plans. Is that something you're going to put at the
there's no footing drain for this house.
so that was just a boiler. That looks like then that's a boilerplate sheet that would have stuff that. Pick and choose.
So you don't you okay. So you don't you're not proposing that for the end of the outlet, the
No,
curtain drain
no,
outlet.
That might be good to clean up just so we don't have any questions like that, regarding it. But so again, this is also assuming this is gravity for the septic system, or are you doing any pumping?
No, it's gravity.
Which is also, again, why you want to have the curtain drain, because otherwise you're going to have to build something up and pump.
Well, the curtain drain wouldn't make any difference on the curtain drain, but that's why the house is elevated, so we don't have to pump,
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can just provide some more details on the whole curtain drain system, detail on the drain itself, and then some assurance that the outlet pipe will be functional.
Yeah, okay.
And you said that this was an existing curtain drain, and the trench there is that's based on what you want to do, is that the most effective place to have the curtain drain? Because you said that just was, or there's a trench that was already dug, it's partially collapsed. Is there a benefit to you digging it out again, or is that does it
Yeah,
adequately
you're
serve
gonna
your
have to dig it. You're
purpose?
gonna have to pretty much dig it out and start over again.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that the configuration, though, is satisfactory for what you want to do.
Yeah, right. Well, the curtain drain needs to be at least 25 feet from the septic and the septic tank. So that's kind of what, and it has to be at least 25, ideally no less than 30, because if you get it too far away, the water rebounds, starts to rebound once you get about 30 feet away from it. So you kind of want it in that range there. So usually ends up being about 27 feet is the magic number typically.
Maybe move it away from the house a little bit so it's not hitting the corner of the house.
Yeah,
Um,
so
I don't have I don't have any other questions. Does anybody else, Diane, any questions?
not me, nope.
David?
Just I might come into town hall, let's see if I can, to look at this map in a little better detail, so I can. I think I see where everything is. I think I, but I just like to come in. So if I have a minute someday, can do that. That would be good.
Yeah, if you come in before Friday, just ask Danielle to print you a big copy
Okay.
on the plotter.
Okay. Thanks.
I have one more concern. It looks like you're assuming no silt fence is needed on the west side because of the driveway. Is that correct? Because we have wetlands on the west side of this development too.
Oh, it's out of the driveway.
No, that's what I'm asking is the assumption then, to Michael's point, is that the driveway is sufficient protection. You don't need silt fencing along there.
Right,
Is that your contention?
the driveway is a high point, and then it slopes off towards our side and towards the other side from the driveway. So, yeah, as long as there's no work done on the
And
other.
if that could be maintained, that would be fine. I'd just be concerned that keep an eye, maybe Alyssa can keep an eye on it during construction, because when Earth starts getting moved around, it's not that much higher than the property, where the excavation is going to be going. So we
Is
just
it
want to
the
keep an eye out for any breakthroughs, and have the ability to put silt fence in as needed.
Good point.
And don't know if I would require it, but it wouldn't be a horrible idea just to throw a row of silt fence in between where the 529 marks is on the driveway, and that would be a potentially wise move to make, just so you're not constantly watching out for any breakthroughs. You'd be covered already.
I
Don't
think
know if I
the
would require that, but at the minimum, though, we have to keep a close eye on it to make sure we don't have any breakthroughs during construction.
Good point.
That's all. That's all.
Now, if there's no further questions, we can let Misters Gray and Bushnell come back next month with the request that we've made incorporated, and take a look at it then for action.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very
Thank you.
much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, any old business? And if none, then we can move on to our wetlands agent's report.
I'm going to keep it brief so everyone doesn't have to keep listening to my voice. Everything's going fine. Do we have the correct agenda posted? Oh, we
It
do. I'm sorry.
looks like it is, says February 24.
Yeah, I clicked on the wrong thing. Yeah, everything's going well. I guess the 37 notch is an item, so I'll wait till we go to that. But yeah, I've had a couple of requests for information from people who are looking to buy certain properties. One is actually also on Hebron Road. But yeah, so just been kind of educating people on wetlands law and what's required and all of those sorts of things. So we may have some new construction coming before us in the future. I also finally, it only took me 2 years to get through Barb's files. I was searching for information on 37 Notch regarding the agricultural exemption, and excuse me, and I finally got through everything. So there, if anyone had been in my office, there was like a giant pile of files from Barb that just hadn't been touched. So I finally got through those. So that was a big accomplishment.
Okay.
That's pretty
So,
much it.
all right. So, do you want to move on to other? We can talk to the cease and correct order. So, I was going to say my thoughts on it, Alyssa, is the simplest thing to say is that we are still stuck with getting a final report from Mr. Logan. That we have, the mapping has been completed and that is available, but we don't have the final report from Mr. Logan as to what he, did and how and, observations.
So, Mr. Uzanov, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I haven't been able to get a hold of him. I also found another number on Google, but I was thinking I did find an address which I did talk to him when he was doing the survey. It sounds like the right address because it's right on the Hebron on that airline trail over there he was mentioning. So I was going to send him just a check with for the $300 and with a receipt from the mail so I can confirm he received it. I don't know what else to do at this point.
I would at this point don't I'd suggest not doing that because
I agree.
he has not been forthcoming to us, and I don't want you to be put out the money and then
Well,
you don't have to worry.
personal check. If he doesn't cash it, money doesn't go
Nah,
out. Yeah.
no, this is like we need to find another option so that we can figure this out. We can share with you the results of his mappings, I think, Alyssa.
Yeah, I think I
Since,
have. It was
yes.
from like a year ago at this point.
Yeah, no, because that's no it's no secret. You paid for it, so we can certainly provide that. We just wanted to get his write-up on observations because that would then help us sit down with you and work out, an appropriate remediation plan. So that's the main issue. So we have to just find out, we need to meet with the town administrator just to find out what what our other options are. Get another soil scientist in. Right now, there's about 2 feet of snow over your property, so there's no way for anybody to go in and walk and make their observations. And there's going to be another foot or two dumped on us on Tuesday next week. So, we and I know you would just like to move forward with this, but this is what the holdup is. So we can certainly provide you with what he's done so far because you did pay for that and it's not any secret. So we do have those, those mappings.
Okay.
So we can provide that so you're aware of that and you should have it anyway to work from. And then we need to basically figure out what next steps are internally to get this done and then sit down, talk to you about that and move forward with this. Because I'm sure that you would like to move forward with this and know with some certainty what's going on, as would we.
Okay.
Is that okay? Do you have any other questions for us? Because that's really, just where it is. It's something we've talked about. It shows up in our minutes that we've, reached out to him. I have, Alyssa has. I just, for whatever reason, we're not getting anywhere with him, so we need to move on.
Okay.
And stop, delaying. Do you have any questions for Alyssa or me?
No, I mean, that makes sense.
Okay, I just didn't want you to think that we're trying to stall with this thing. It's just this is where we are, and we don't want you to put any more money out on it, even if it's just writing a personal check. You paid for what the service, for the services rendered, and we'll just give you, we'll share with you what, has been done so far, and then we'll figure out next steps.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good.
Yes, and yes.
So then we can now move on to our wetlands regs.
I'll drop off. Thank you.
Okay. And yeah. So Michael, you gave me your copy. You sent that to me. So it's my ballpark on the regs themselves to take them to the various commissions, get their feedback. I'm going to send a copy of them with comments explaining what we did. I'll copy you on it, Michael, to since you did all the work. Send it off to the selectmen for their review, planning and zoning for their review, conservation commission for their review. I will ask the, excuse me, town attorney, through the town administrator to please review, send comments. And then once we get those back, we can incorporate any of them. And since I have the feeling we're probably going to get minimal comments back from most people, except maybe Conservation Commission. And then we can, meet with the interested parties, have them come to this meeting, explain what they would like to see if they, feel it's that important, and we'll take care of it. And then next steps after that would be public hearing normally. In the past, we would have sent this to DEEP for their review, but there's no one there to review it anymore. So that should, that would be the next steps. Then after we get the feedback, we do a public hearing and then it can be enacted, the changes. And then meanwhile, while that's going on, we should really work on that fee schedule and maybe put that on the agenda for the next time. He said, unless anybody has any other thoughts on any of this stuff. So I do know they'd like us to, modernize the fee structure, but just simply based on the budget challenges we had. And since the current fee schedule is 12 years out of, that's 11 years out of date.
I sent everybody the updated fee schedule that I worked with the ZEO on. I reset it today.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, do you guys want to look at it today?
I feel like we should.
All right. If you
It's
feel
been a
if you
while.
guys want to, it's technically it's part of the discussion for the regs. When did you send that?
I got
And
it this
yeah, Jared, you
evening.
sent it this morning. I'll share by screen with it.
Okay. Because I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I saw it.
When did it come out?
11:37 this morning.
Nope. You forgot to put me on it, maybe.
I'm looking at your name on it.
Because I'm looking in the latest thing, I have 11:35 from something related to my registrar of voters.
Okay, I need to share my screen and clear my name because I swear I sent it to
Let
you.
me go and look. I'm looking at my other email addresses and I don't have it on there. I'm not saying you didn't send it. I'm just saying it's not showing up.
Was sent to
Okay.
a Hotmail address.
Oh, is that why? Oh, yeah, I
If
did
you
send it
did,
to
then maybe
you.
it's in my junk and I haven't looked in there.
Well, no, I always send it to you. I that was me because I usually always send it
So
to your
let's go
email.
back. And
Hold
there
on,
it
please.
is in my Hotmail. So she did send it just to the place I
It is my
don't look
fault,
anymore.
sorry. I know better.
And out.
Here we go.
Brian.
Yeah, that looks like it.
I had, I'm so sorry. So I had reviewed this with the zoning enforcement officer, Mike D'Amato. He's wetland agent in several towns, and he is very familiar with regulations. Like whenever I have a reg question, I go to him. So he knows this stuff really, really well. And he just made some pretty, I mean, there are pretty significant suggestions based on our old fee schedule. We're liable to be sued any minute, it seems. So there's some definitely positive changes here. There are certain things that we had talked about with the Board of Selectmen that were kind of in the first draft. Like, for example, the renewals for the town of Bolton were more expensive than the fee. So we like took all of those little things away. But you know, the major things are adding this minimal impact permit, and of course, increasing all the values to more match up with a modern economy.
Yep.
And
And I'm just going to say, that looks like the ones that you removed, which we should, were the ones where there was some penalty for somebody who submitted an application after a violation has been corrected. Looks like those are all gone, which they should be.
yeah, there was that and this the legal technical review. I actually pulled this directly from the P&Z. Like, this is the P&Z mechanism. So this is how they get the like legal technical review buddy. So if we had done this for 37 Notch, like none of this would be happening. So well, maybe it still would, but at least a resident wouldn't be the one getting screwed. But
No,
and
the
then this,
resident isn't getting screwed. The resident is getting, got the money that got what he paid for. He just didn't, the work was not completed for additional money. So.
right, he's getting screwed in the sense that this has been dragging on for over a year. But anyway, this compliance fee, also we would have to post an ordinance to be able to charge compliance fees, but we could just take it from any of the many towns that have done that. So it's basically just like a little piece of text that we post on our website to allow us to charge the compliance fees that are specified in the Wetlands Act. Yeah, we have I also have this changed slightly. It just says varies by application.
So this 2000 legal slash technical review fee, is this for all applications, or is it only for
No.
what's the condition?
For like significant impact. So for example, like 37 Notch, if there's
Well,
a
that's a
need.
violation. That's not a significant impact. So I'm just trying to
It's
understand.
basically just any action that requires legal or technical review.
Okay.
So whether that's an application or like a compliance issue, it's
All
just
right, because in the
anything that requires legal slash technical review.
because the other thing that we do have done in the past is to put bonds on some property where we hold some money in escrow until work is complete, and if they don't do it, then if the work doesn't get done by them, then we do it out of the bonding and return them any difference if there is, because we have done that in the
This is
past
similar.
too. So this sounds
Was one of the
similar.
files I found, actually, was with bonds. So yeah, this was directly copied from the P&Z regs. This is their exact mechanism. This compliance fees, like I said, that's also copied directly from one of Mike's towns that he's wetland agent for, and I could also copy the ordinance directly from them.
So, did you include the proposed
Ordinance?
fees? I'm not seeing anything for compliance fees.
Yeah, so this it comes directly from the act, which states that for each distinct violation, it can be up to $1,000 a day per violation per day. So obviously we wouldn't charge that unless it was something insane, but it basically allows us to charge up to that.
You think it'd be good, useful to have that information actually written here, and then you reference
Yeah,
where
I
it
was
came from?
thinking of copying this 22A-42G and putting it
Yeah,
like
I think that
here
would be
in the
helpful.
different color
Yeah,
text.
and I think that
Yeah,
was,
I think
and I
so
think that
too.
was, I think that one also you need to set up some administrative recourse for, because we had, Jim and I had approached the selectmen about that in the past too. Because if you're going to, we need to look at it a little further. I'm not against the idea, but I did investigate it in the past where they, some towns had done this, and they had to set up some sort of administrative, recourse, which would start with coming to the commission, appealing to them. If that didn't work, who did you go to next? Did you go to the selectmen, for a determination, or do you just go to court? There's something that you
Right.
had to provide some sort of administrative, review process associated with that. And that's when it got shot down. Everybody was very interested in it until I brought them samples of what other towns had done. The selectmen were, they thought it was a great idea. Rod Parley was pushing for it. And then, we thought it was a good, Barb Kelly and I at the time. And then you go and find out with the other, the overhead that's associated with it, the selectmen at that time, did not want to pursue it. Which doesn't mean we can't now. There's a, different set of selectmen, different circumstances.
Or we could just think of something that works better for us as a
Well, I think
commission
that
and
we
as a
can definitely
town.
do the legal and technical review, I think. And then we could discuss the compliance. We have to go and go back to them and talk to them about this, because I presume P&Z has a here in Bolton is an ordinance.
Well, yeah, and other towns have
Well, no, I'm just
exactly.
saying, because it sounds like you have to have an ordinance to implement this, and if
Yeah,
the exist.
that's what I was saying.
So, if this is from RP&Z and they have an ordinance, I don't know whether we can, whether that
We'll talk
ordinance
about
is
it with Steve.
specific to them, or can, or does it need to be modified or a separate one made to apply to, us?
We would have to modify it. And yeah, we'd have to modify it for us, but that would just involve like changing the name of the commission, likely.
Yeah, and then the selectmen have to be convinced that this is the right thing to do, and then do it, and implement the ordinance and this public hearings and stuff they have to do about it and so forth. Not to say we don't, but I'm just saying there's a few steps to it. We can figure them out. I mean, we could also do this in stages too, because I think, again, thank you for doing this, Alyssa, that we could certainly start with these new app, show them the difference. These are things we got rid of because they have the potential, They're not recommended legally. They have a potential to involve the town getting sued, like those compliance fees for applications after the fact and so forth. You're not supposed to do that. So those are gone. So we could show them the differences, show them, what it was before, what the proposed fee is now, get that out of the way. The same thing with the fees for other regulated activities, and then talk to them about, legal and technical review, because the first two sets of numbers I think are the easy ones. And then, once you start getting the selectmen involved, it takes a little more time where they have to do, a little more work, like with ordinances. So there's nothing that prevents our doing this by steps. Get one thing approved. Ideally, it'd be nice to at least get the new fees through the legal technical review part signed off by them and then poke around. So I don't know, what do people think? I've been yapping too much.
No, it all sounds reasonable to me.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's going to
Well,
ask you, Jim, since you and I went through this, was it 12 years ago, whatever?
I can't remember that far back.
Was that traumatic? You blanked it out.
Yeah,
I just
something
know
like
the,
that.
like all those meetings we went to with the Selectmen's Finance Committee, and first we had to talk to all of the selectmen and then a subset of three of them who are already at the other meeting, but we're now wearing their finance committee hats and whatever.
Yeah.
So I think we can I'll go take a look at this. So let's go and get I'll set up some time with them to go over this fee schedule, unless if maybe you can be available and Michael will find out. I'll send a note to the selectmen and we can copy you and Michael on it and see when we all three of us can go and present to them.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And then get that
Just
out of the way. They can
as an
replace the
FYI, I'll be away the first 11 days in March, so
Okay. If I forget.
someplace warm, I hope.
yes. Palm Springs, California.
Oh, cool. I love Palm
Nice.
Springs.
Very nice.
And when are you leaving?
March 1st.
You get out just before the storm comes in if you're
Anyway,
lucky.
I've been
Unless
watching it
they've.
very closely.
Another
I don't
storm,
mind
Michael.
getting stuck coming back. We're flying in out of San Diego. If I have to stay in San Diego for a couple extra days, I'm okay with that.
Not too hard to do
My girlfriend is leaving to go to visit her son in Florida on Monday as well, and she's watching the two and seeing what's happening with the storm. So, oh, whatever.
that. I don't have
Anything?
a.
Go on. Anything else? Then let me go and see. I think that's where did my calendar go? Then I think the only other thing is, so we got some takeaways. I'll get start that wetlands update circulating, and then we can put on the time on the calendar for going over the fee schedule and just sort of take care of that in chunks with the selectmen. And take it from there. So I think the last thing is adjournment, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Remove.
A second
Second.
by Jim.
Yes.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, abstentions. We're out of here. Everybody stay safe
Yep.
during the next batch of snow. Mary
I
doesn't
feel
have to
better
worry
looking.
about that.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. We had some snow last month down here, so yeah.
Never know.
Yeah, you never know. It was right.
All
Yeah.
right.
All
See you
right.
guys.
Good
Well,
night.
take
Take
care,
care.
everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.